We turn now to Syria, where the death toll from that country's civil war may be as high as 100,000. And as the violence mounts, it carries with it another crisis, a public health crisis that imperils the entire region. That's the conclusion of a new study published by The Lancet, the British medical journal. Syria's healthcare system is near collapse. Outbreaks of disease are mounting, and Syrian refugees in neighboring countries are also at great risk. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Beirut.
The medical clinic in this poor neighborhood in Beirut is always busy. The two-story building is up a narrow street of cinder block homes. Syrian refugees have moved in, adding to the crowding and the caseload, says Dr. Abdelkader Abbas. He now treats 758 Syrian families. Many were already sick when they arrived in this densely packed neighborhood.
And now with the additional numbers, yes, we are afraid that any disease could spread easily in such circumstances.
That's the warning spelled out in the latest Lancet report. Dr. Adam Kutz and Syrian Dr. Fuad Fuad, both public health researchers, say 70% of Syria's medical professionals have fled the country. There's a dramatic rise in communicable diseases. For example, measles. 7,000 cases in northern Syria in the past few months after a vaccination program was disrupted by war, says Kutz. And the list of diseases is growing.
TB, leishmaniasis, typhoid, cholera, which will come up during the summer months.
Leishmaniasis is spreading so fast among the displaced inside Syria that it's now called Aleppo boil for the running skin sores transmitted by sandflies. Dr. Fuad says with the collapse of Syria's healthcare system, many Syrians have not had any medical care or medicines for more than 2 years.
Also, we think about chronic diseases like diabetes type 1 and 2, also cancer. And I think that maybe it starts that people die because of diseases more than because of war.
Disease easily moves across borders along with the refugees. Kutz and Fuad warned this could lead to a public health crisis for the entire region. The refugee population is expected to reach more than 3 million by the end of this year. In Jordan, the patient load in hospitals has jumped 250% in the past 5 months. Lebanon's health system is under strain, with more registered refugees than any of its neighbors, says Dr. Fuad.
With this, you know, huge influx of refugees now in Lebanon, the number will come to change the whole system in Lebanon.
One expected change is in the school system. UN officials estimate that when school starts in the fall, Syrians will outnumber Lebanese kids in the country's public schools. And that worries Haida Mohammed Al-Jishi, the nurse at the healthcare center. She says many Syrian kids miss childhood vaccinations before they fled to Lebanon, and that puts Lebanese children at greater risk.
Yes. Are you seeing a rise in childhood diseases among the Syrians?
The measles, yes.
The measles outbreak that started in northern Syria is now showing up among the refugee community here. It's another burden of the Syrian war as host countries scramble to care for one of the world's largest refugee populations. The U.S. government has upped its contribution to more than $800 million, with additional $300 million pledged this month for food, shelter, and health care. Ann Richard, Assistant Secretary of State for Refugees, was in Lebanon this week.
Diseases don't care whether you're for Assad or against Assad or uninterested in politics. It strikes everyone as an equal opportunity.
As the war grinds on in Syria, rebels fighting President Bashar al-Assad's loyalists, the number of Syrians fleeing across borders is expected to rise. And so is the danger of disease. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.
You are listening to NPR News.